This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Noah Adams. January can be a bit of a dumping ground for the motion picture studios. So to tell us whether there are any gems left amongst the junk, here is Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
David S. Goyer, the writer of Batman Begins and the Blade trilogy, tries his hand as a writer and director with the horror film The Unborn. A young woman discovers she is possessed by a spirit because of a secret family curse dating back to Nazi Germany. Now, if that doesn't sound trippy enough, be warned. Gary Oldman plays a rabbi who is asked to perform an exorcism. Now I'm scared.
What are you doing, Maddie?
Keep looking.
Keep looking.
Maddie.
Maddie, stop.
Jumbie wants to be born now.
The Unborn will get no baby shower from the critics. Even though the Village Voice promises, as long as it forges ahead without explanations, the Unborn works, the Los Angeles Times yawns the movie is something of a snooze, and the New York Daily News calls it silly, what The Exorcist might look like if Madonna rewrote it. Now, a serious drama, not easily broken, tackles the issues of marriage and divorce as a young, successful couple debates staying together after some serious financial, emotional, and spiritual setbacks. Morris Chestnut stars.
He been living high on the hog, leeching off your money for years. She more of a man than you'll ever be.
So you just gonna stand there and let her say that to me? Grace, you were just gonna stand there and let her say that to me. Well, then you're right. It is time for me to get out of here.
The majority of critics felt like getting out of here as well. The Chicago Tribune enjoyed it, finding it likable and heartfelt, but the Seattle Post-Intelligencer dismisses Not Easily Broken as too preachy, and many agreed with the New York Post, which sighs, bland and tiresome. Now, the opposite of bland and tiresome should be two best friends battling over a wedding date, right? Yep, the comedy Bride Wars is opening in wide release, and Kate Hudson and Anne Hathaway both want to get married at the Plaza, but because of a clerical error and possibly a studio note, only one of them can fulfill their dream.
It's crazy. They haven't spoken for like a week. It's like a century in girls' ears.
You send out your save the dates?
Surprised?
Your wedding better watch it.
If I were your wedding, I'd be sleeping with one eye open.
Well, most of the nation's critics were left with no eyes open. They hated this movie. Variety snaps a shrill, mechanical comedy. The Washington Post sobs, predictable, lazy, and thoroughly joyless. But the true wedding gift comes from Rolling Stone, which toasts, "The first big studio movie released in 2009 has a damn fine chance of being the worst. It isn't just chick flick hell for guys. It should numb the skulls of moviegoers of all sexes and ages." Watch it still make money at the box office. You know, but if the studio had really wanted some crossover appeal, take that title, Bride Wars. But what if the brides were killer robots? Huh?
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.